Here's the Abe Burrows Show, recorded from an earlier Columbia Network release.
The Columbia Broadcasting System and its affiliated stations presents Abe Burrows.
Hello, I'm Burrows, like he said. Abe Burrows, creators of songs like Mother Used to Write. And author of that lovely new ballad, I'm Always Chasing Rainbows, because I never seem to meet any girls. You know, I'm still new in radio, and because of that, the listeners still write and ask what I look like. I've described myself briefly from time to time, but it doesn't seem to be satisfactory. I guess I could tell you exactly what I look like, but I think that's a lousy thing to say about a guy. I really don't know quite how to, one thing I can tell you, I don't have a mustache. And in addition, I don't have much hair either. See? No mustache, no hair. It's a set. I really kind of like not being bothered with hair, a lot of thick stuff up there. In fact, someday I may put on the market a preparation I'm working on. It's a revolutionary new tonic called Stay Bald. Stay Bald prevents the growth of unsightly hair on the head. Of course, I've got some hair on the sides and back of the head. I keep that part crew cut. It's rather neat, too. You know, with the crew cut sides and the blank top, I kind of give the impression of a man who has spent several hours in a pencil sharpener. Well, enough about that. After all, looks aren't everything, and in my case, they're not anything. I know you're all anxious to hear me sing. Well, I know I am. I've got a new number here, an apologetic type love song. You know the sort of thing where the fella is sorry for what he did and realizes he shouldn't ought to have did it? Like this. There is teardrops in your two blue eyes and teardrops on your face I see. Tell me, darling, while I dry you off a little, is all of this dampness for me? Stop your tears and sighs. I want to apologize. I didn't mean it when I slugged you, darling. I didn't mean to hit you with that chair. I didn't want to push you through that window. I didn't want to pull out all your hair. I didn't mean to smack you with that grapefruit. I didn't mean to let that hammer fall. So if I broke your head last night, it's just because I love you most of all. That number ought to be called "And the Band-Aid Played On." I got some cute new ideas for songs this week. One of them is a South American type thing. It's based on President Truman's trip to Rio. It's called "While the Rumba Band Played Mama Yo Quiero, We Danced the Missouri Waltz." Then I have a topical type things about fashion. This is kind of cute. I call it "Now That Long Skirts Are Back Again, I Can See That Her Eyes Are Blue." I probably won't finish that one. Frankly, I don't think the new feminine styles are anything to sing about anyway. They sound so... Well, I mean those long skirts, padded hips, corsets, all other kinds of padding. Gee, from now on, every girl will be a blind date. Girls, be strong. Of course, I understand how hard it is to resist the new fashions. The way those high-powered fashion magazines are pushing them. You know, Vogue, Harper's Bazaar, Mademoiselle, Charm, Glamour, Schmammer. All those magazines that are filled with spinach for the modern tomato. I read them all, personally. That's because I'm a sucker for those poetic ads. I love them. You know the kind of ad that reads, "We took some twinkling stardust from the skies, some romantic magic from fairyland, and some of the glowing fire of love's own dreams, and blended them all together to make these lovely Miss America galoshes. And that's pretty potent stuff. When they use the same technique on the new fashions, you girls are dead. I read one piece that was absolutely irresistible. It started off with, "Don't be a last year girl. Get yourself a new shape. It's easy to have a wasp-like waist. Just get yourself one of these heavenly new tiny corsets made of shimmering stainless steel. This corset will give you that lovely wasp waist forever because it's welded on." Well, unfortunately, I'm not a fashion expert. I'm a singer, unfortunately. Got another song here now. And girls, to prove that styles are no styles, I'm loyal. It's another love song. This is sort of a North American version of a South American type song. Cole Porter used to write a lot of this sort of thing. You know what I mean. Get this. Beneath the moon on a blue lagoon, and overhead the stars they were swaying. You smelled so sweet in the tropical heat, and over my heart kept saying, "De la Lugosi," in the Argentine means I love you. Mean skies above you, De La Lugosi, De La Lugosi. In the Argentine, that magic phrase puts me in the daze, De La Lugosi. You were my beloved senorita, I was your handsome gaucho. You called me Tico, and I called you Chico, although you had a mustache like Groucho. De La Lugosi. In the Argentine means let me hold you, my arms enfold you. Stop the siesta, time for fiesta. Don't deride me, just groom and bride me. Bela, Bela Lugo, Lugo Lugosi. Caramba, what a song. And now we turn from the exotic beats of the rumba to the wild, carefree rhythms of the gypsy dance. We hear a special arrangement of Horace Toccata, played by Milton DeLugge in his Romani Quartet. Incidentally, in this, Milton plays the lead in the accordion. Frankly, I don't believe a thing like Horace Toccata can be played on the accordion. But we'll see. I was right.
I was right. It can't be played on the accordion.
Milt, that was quite splendid, Milt. I'd call it extremely good. Some people might even call it Horace DeCarna. I have another type song here, which is rarely heard these days. It's a song of the sea. What you'd call a sea-type chanty. I love songs of the sea. I guess that's because I love the sea. Ah, there's nothing like it. The salt air in your nostrils. The moon over the port bow. The flapping of sails in the breeze. The scream of the gulls overhead. The trade winds in your hair. I gotta try that sometime. You see, my actual sailing experience has consisted of sailing 52 times through the tunnel of love. But to prove I really love sailing, 40 of those trips through the tunnel of love were without a girl. Anyway, here's my sea chanty. Our ship is leaving Portsmouth town. Her name's the good ship Nancy Brown. Sing yo-ho, jib the boom, poop the deck, rattle the hatch, main the sail, zip-dee-doo, anchors away in the morn. Oh, we'll be sailing with the tides. We said farewell to our girls and brides. Sing yo-ho, rig the ratch, hoist the hitch, tote the barge, how are the ewes, fiddle-dee-dee, open the door, there she blows in the morning. And soon we'll be out on the ocean foam. So let's heave-ho with a will. And come, jolly tars, let's sing while we can. For soon we'll all be deathly ill. Sing yo-ho, sing yo-hi, sing yee-hee. Yo-ho, ho-hi, hee-hee, hoo-ha. For there's nothing like the life of a sailor, sailing on the briny foam. With a good stout ship beneath your feet and a good stout wife at home. Oh, there's nothing, nothing, nothing like the sailor's life. The sailor's life is grand. Oh, I'd never give up the sea unless you offered me a job on land. La, ha, ha,
ha. I made it.
Oh, it's three jolly cheers for the sea and a fun farewell to dry land. So up with the anchor and we won't set it down till we reach Catalina Island. Singing yo-ho, hit the deck, follow the fleet, CBS, scuttle the butt, float the bleep, pepper the mint, horn the pipe, we're sailing away on the sea.
Thank you. Thank you. Got a few small announcements here. This coming week, I'm going to New York City where I'm going to guest with the fabulous Henry Morgan on his first show of the season. Hope you can catch it. And next Saturday night, my regular broadcast will also take place in New York City. So if any of you people who live there or nearby would like to come see the show, we'd love to have you. Just write to the A. Burroughs Show, that's spelled S-H-O-W. The A. Burroughs Show, care of CBS, New York City. Hope you can come. If you don't, I'll be hurt. So the rest of you people in the radio audience will be calling on you next week, same time, same station, with some new type things. See you then. Good night.
This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
The A. Burroughs Show was recorded earlier and came to you from Columbia Square. This is KNX in Los Angeles.